Aircheckdownloads.com.
I've got a couple of really difficult facts quiz questions today, I can tell you. What nationality was the first man to reach the South Pole? And this is not insulting in any way, okay? The Statue of Liberty stands at the entrance to which American port? What nationality was the first man to reach the South Pole? And the Statue of Liberty stands at the entrance to which American port? Should you know the answers, fax me right away if you'd be so kind. Yes, what is it?
They remove blind date contestants' shame surgically.
If you know the answers, 071 636 2476. Something else?
They make trains too hot in winter and far too cold in summer.
Of course they do, paranoid man. 418 on the big one. With his kisses. Is that Roy and Ray, the men of Kent?
It is the weather forecast for the Kent area. Only Kent.
That's the Kent area.
That's just Kent, Roy, isn't it?
That's right, Ray.
What have you got?
Well, it's going to start very, very hot, sunny, beautiful spring day.
Very clear and blue, aren't
Very
you?
Clear, very blue, very lucid day, warm, springy.
Pollen-y. Very
tulipy.
Very tulipy kind of.
Gone to pieces, haven't they?
Yeah, a lot of clarity.
A lot of clarity.
Azure blue.
Azure. Yes.
Azure. And then later on,
turning grey.
Frogs and things, aren't they?
Turning grey. Turning
grey, nasty, very tempestuous. It'll be like a tumult in the sky, yes. Where everything will like collapse and fall onto the. It'll rain down lizards. It'll be lizards
raining
from hell.
Raining lizards and onions from hell.
And the wind will be Beelzebub's breath sweeping across the southern part of Kent. Now back to the man in the studio, Roy.
Studio.
Bye, Roy.
Roy and Ray, the terribly tedious men of Kent. Paranoid man.
I suspect Mr. Blobby. I believe he has someone inside him.
No. It's another Thursday true story. A man has been ordered to seek psychiatric help after he was caught stealing his 23rd bus. René Hugo, 48, has been obsessed by buses since he lost his driving job. A court in Nantes, France, also jailed him for 7 months. It's another true story. 424.
On Saturday, the 10th of April, Sheffield Sound City Rock Night, only with 1FM.
425 now, fax me on 071 6362476. Win video vouchers. What nationality was the first man to reach the South Pole? And the Statue of Liberty stands at the entrance to which American port? Particularly difficult, that one. You can do it. 071-636-2476.
The things people would never say.
Without the People's Charter, I don't know where I'd be.
So make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself.
Make it easy on yourself.
Hello, top of the morning to you here on TV GM AM GM TV AM GM. I'm joined on the sofa now by our resident doctor, Dr. Hilary Boner.
Hello, and on a serious note, I'm not wearing any underwear.
Yes, hello. Well, in a recent survey, most women revealed that they'd most like you to administer a kiss of life to them. Yeah, so let's take a look at that survey, shall we? Who would you most like to give you the kiss of life? A victim of the bubonic plague. B. Reg Holdsworth. C. The one no one fancies out of E17. D. John Merrick, the elephant man. E. Someone who just eaten a helping of garlic mushrooms in a garlic sauce lightly garnished with garlic. Or F. Dr. Hilary Boner.
I didn't realise that was how the survey was worded.
Oh, yes, and you only won by one vote.
Yes, and you've all been so kind up till now, and now I'm furious.
Indeed, Mr. Merrick.
It's all so unnecessary. Ashburn will be here in our next hour talking about Fergie and other stuff. Also, the posse are here, the financial, computer games news, and much, much more. Radio 1FM from the BBC, just before 4:30. Here comes Emma Howard with the news on One.
Michael Heseltine's told MPs that 12 of the 31 threatened pits are to stay open. That's the news for now. We'll have more at 5:30.
Thank you. Welcome back to Right in the Afternoon.
Now, it's back to 1FM's Steve Wright in the Afternoon.
Aircheckdownloads.com.